your observations about how things went.
Well, I'm very pleased. I think it gives me a significant responsibility. I think that people recognized that I could bring something to the council that they wanted, and I hope I have the great ability to stay aware of that all the time. One of the things I've emphasized in the campaign is communication and how important communication is.
And what was it, at least in your contact with voters as you were campaigning, that you felt resonated with what they were looking for in a candidate?
I think it was about a few things. Experience, the fact that I have been engaged actively within the community for as long a period of time as I have, with the different types of perspectives that I have. And I think that that's giving me opportunities to use that experience in leadership capacities. But the main thing, the bottom line is communication is the foundation that community is built on. And we can't have any failures to communicate. We may not agree on certain issues or items, but we still have to continue to communicate. We can't be disagreeable in the way we disagree if we do.
Philosophically, what are the things that that you saw in agreement with those that voted for you?
I think that people understand me as a businessman from the business perspective, understanding that the partnership between business and government in our community is an essential part. And I think that that resonated well with a lot of people.
Do you feel like that you're going to need a big learning curve period, or do you feel like you can jump in pretty quickly given all the things that are happening in city government?
Well, I hope not. One of the things I learned when I was on before I went on to the College Station ISD board was that I needed to spend a little more time getting prepared prior to that. I think I've missed of the 23, 24 council meetings that have taken place since January. I've only missed two of them. And so I wanted to be up to speed with what was current in College Station. The campaign, I think, got me current with what community concerns were, and there are a couple of things we haven't that have taken place during that period of time that we haven't found a optimum solution to, and I look forward to going back and improving upon some of those or doing what I can do to help.
For instance,
the South Knoll neighborhood plan. One of the things that I'm not convinced, and I don't think the community is convinced, that we came up with the optimum solution with that neighborhood plan. So the last council meeting that took place was one where there was a review of the rental property agreement. And I think that things like that, the council became aware, and I think that we'll move forward in trying to come up with a better solution.
You're joining the council approximately the same time, have a new city manager, and there'll be some more new faces at City Hall as that transition takes place. I'm guessing that's a pretty exciting thing for you.
It is, and I'm very excited about the council's selection of the new city manager. I think that Kelly Templin will be excellent for our community. Really look forward to getting to know him better, helping him get to know the community even better, and I'm very excited about that. I think it's a great dynamic that we're going to have going here in College Station.
Have I missed anything?
Not that I can think of, other than for me to tell Gary, thank you very much for deciding to run to get into this race. I appreciate him as a person. I appreciate him as a candidate, and I particularly appreciate his professionalism in running for city council and allowing me to run for city council, also not to consider each other opponents, because we were not. We were both two candidates running for council, and I want to thank him for that, and I appreciate that in him as a candidate, and wish him the best. Look forward to working with him in the city. There are lots of things that we can do together, and I look forward to working with him.